You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend, playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. We'll get to around 48 this afternoon. Not windy, though. Wind will be north at only 5 to 10. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, sunshine. We bounce right back to 58 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 63. Low 70s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.